St. Petersburg is one step closer to passing ordinances to cut down on fertilizer pollution that runs off into Tampa Bay and other bodies of water. This morning, City Council passed, on first reading, a modified form of a fertilizer ordinance created as a model that could be adopted by all local governments. Because nitrogen and phosphorus in lawn fertilizers run off into the bay and cause algae blooms, fish kills, and other environmental disasters, the Tampa Bay Estuary Program created a model fertilizer ordinance last year. It calls for a ban on the use of nitrogen and phosphorus in fertilizers during the summer rainy season. Jamie Bennett is the St. Petersburg City Council's representative on the Tampa Bay Estuary Program.
This process has gone on for several years. It was a process that was duplicated from Sarasota, in which all of the players, from the industry to citizens to the scientists, were allowed to come. I believe there were five separate sessions over 6 months or a year in which they investigated the science of nitrogen and the blackout period question and how it would impact the industry. And out of that came the model ordinance.
The two proposed St. Petersburg ordinances recommend a ban on application of those fertilizers from June 1st through September 30th, but allow for a one-time exception. They also ban the sale of nitrogen or phosphorus fertilizers during the blackout period. Instead, a summer blend would be available. Some members of City Council and the public were concerned that the ordinances would not be enforceable, but Councilmember Bill Dudley says the ordinances will protect marine resources.
There is a direct correlation between nitrogen that's dumped into the bay, and usually you can pinpoint it during the time of year. During the summer months, we have all the rain, the water runs off, and it kills the grass.
Even though, according to the council's agenda, only city residents, property owners, or business owners may speak during the open forum section of meetings, four people from the Orlando area spoke because they told the clerk they had businesses in St. Pete. They were the only four people to oppose the fertilizer ordinances. Stephanie Bledsoe of Orlando said she is a doctor of plant medicine and is a technical and training director for Massey Services.
The ordinance that you are considering at this time says that we can't put down any nitrogen or phosphorus for several months throughout what's been deemed the rainy season. Okay. Turfgrass doesn't need a whole lot of nutrition during this time to be sustained, to be healthy, and to be able to do its job. But with no nutrition at all, what we see is it begins to lose root mass, it starts to thin out, and it becomes more susceptible to diseases and infestations and other stresses like drought stress.
Bledsoe and the others speaking against the ordinances favored a weaker fertilizer ordinance adopted in Jacksonville. Two St. Petersburg residents spoke in favor of the proposed ordinances. Like many of the 31 other supporters of the fertilizer ordinances who attended the council meeting, Catherine Harrelson wore two stickers, a red one saying "Stop nitrogen pollution with a strong fertilizer ordinance," and a green one saying "Stop phosphorus pollution with a strong fertilizer ordinance." Harrelson is the chair of the Suncoast Sierra Club's Coastal Task Force.
And the Gulf Coast is not Jacksonville. The water chemistry is different here. Nitrogen is the limiting factor in our coastal waters. It is not that way all over the state of Florida. So, you know, while Jacksonville has some serious issues up there, definitely, we have our own, and we need to deal with that accordingly. It's absolutely critical that we don't weaken this ordinance with this nitrogen exception, this testing exception. The nitrogen restriction for the rainy season is simple. It's a simple message to homeowners. Fertilizers increased 300% since 2001.
Even before the ordinance's language was finished being read, Councilmember Leslie Curran made a motion to approve them, and it was immediately seconded. They passed unanimously on first reading. There will be a public hearing on the proposed fertilizer ordinances on March 19th. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.